Greetings, guys, gals, and guildies. This is the Gamesman Minigame. The Gamesman Minigame is the audio version of featured articles that are on the front page of thegamesman.com. Gamesman Minigame number one. Will gaming collector's editions ever be worthy of collecting again? I cannot help think that rarely any past truths concerning our hobby hold true anymore. For example, video gaming is exclusively for nerds. Being able to return software as a result of the code itself being incomplete and broken, or, and perhaps most importantly, collector's editions of games actually offering reason to warrant coveting them. The latter is becoming more and more prevalent as developers and/or publishers try to pawn off valueless goods at a premium markup. Any gaming enthusiast born before the late 1980s, myself included, can effortlessly and almost transparently see through the quote-unquote hardcore offerings for a majority of these proposed unique SKUs. The interactive digital entertainment that I enjoy on almost a daily basis has nothing to do with remote-controlled cars. I do not require night vision goggles, nor does my cat have a need for a futuristic crash helmet. Don't give me redeemable codes for exclusive in-game content that no other owners can obtain. Until they digitally purchase it 2 weeks later. Decals or temporary tattoos do not interest me. Plastic batarangs and vinyl figurines look invariably tacky on your shelf, too. Even before you get married and your wife has to draw it out for you. If you're going to tout poker chips, at least give me enough to have the boys over for a few hands of cards, and for God's sake, if you are including a novelty USB drive, have the common courtesy to ensure that it works. So, if the aforementioned items are the brainchild of irrelevance, what should be included when you desire the entire experience that a certain title offers up? There are a plethora of franchises that have gotten it right. Gears of War, Halo 3, the Call of Duty Hardened Editions, Dragon Age Origins, Metroid Prime Trilogy, Star Wars The Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition, and most recently Mafia 2, which was the inspiration for this article, among others. Each of these items contain features relevant to the well-trodden path that a piece of software takes from inception to culmination and possess almost to the letter what I expect as a quote-unquote collector. What are my criteria, you say? Art books, mini lithographs, timeline material. Every gamer that I've come in contact with in my 34 years of existence has had one dream that unified them. The seething appetency to be involved in at least part of any game's development. Concept art, coupled with other pre- and post-production materials, award us a small glimpse in that very window that we yearn to crawl through. Being able to read about and or see a character's growth over an 18-plus month development cycle even serves to further that pseudo-sense of intimacy. Bonus discs with behind-the-scenes footage and or commentary. These are significant for the same reasons as art, but offer that conversance in a moving picture format. Also, it is truly great to see actual humans creating digital entertainment that are flesh and blood just as their target audience. I may be out of turn when appearing to speak for everyone, but do we not value seeing clips of design meetings and early animatics? A resounding yes from this seat. Orchestrated soundtracks. In-game audio is arguably the area where this current generation of games has progressed the most. Sound design and production coupled with solid composition has become equally as important as visuals. We want to be awestruck by unadulterated versions of a title's OST. Cloth maps. In actuality, these are optional. Cloth maps are extraneous to be certain, but this is the perfect area for our nerdiness to shine through. The point here is that going overboard isn't necessarily a concern as long as everything is condensed and does not take up extra space. I had an uphill battle convincing my wife of even that. Steelbook, steelbook, steelbook. What value has a collector's edition without a steelbook? None, I say. peanut butter without jelly, eggs without bacon, spaghetti without garlic bread. Ludicrous. When a cartoon mouse tries to hand me an art book that I must in turn place in a plastic, eco-friendly case, I say, no thank you. This is a bullet point that turns a video game experience into an heirloom with a legacy, and should be ratified the absolute baseline. This, my friends, is a recipe for what a hoarder of special items seeks when demanding more from a game. Save the chintzy dime store trinkets and overpriced novelties that will have inevitably fallen apart this time next year. Perhaps some of those truths I spoke of earlier aren't really all that far off even at this point. They simply need to be modified a bit. Collector's editions are exclusively for gaming nerds, but only if they actually offer reason to warrant coveting them. Too bad we still can't return games that are broken or unfinished at retail release. But that is an opinion for another time. If you have any thoughts, agree or disagree, head on over to thegamesman.com, select articles from the category pull-down menu on the right-hand side of the page, and you will find the written version of this article. Thanks for listening, and until next time, take care.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.